Well, check this out. A pumpkin catapult challenge, a STEM-infused weekend at Sikorsky, and overnight camping at Hammonasset State Park. Each of these exciting activities is designed to reflect the diversity of interests from girls across the state, from the preeminent leadership development organization, Girl Scouts of Connecticut. The statewide council recently launched a power-packed roster of activities to recruit new members and adult volunteers throughout September, and just in time for the start of the nonprofit's next membership year that begins October 1st. So we've called out to our network of experts and friends within Girl Scouts of Connecticut and are pleased to welcome Christy King to the program. She's Chief Membership and Impact Officer at Girl Scouts of Connecticut. Christy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, John. Thank you for having me on.
Excellent. Let me get into the conversation with you in just a moment. I just want to remind people that now is the time to gather a team of four and get ready for an afternoon of friendly competition for a great cause. The Ruth's House Bowl-a-thon is rolling into Fairfield on Saturday, November 1st at 1 p.m. at Nutmeg Bowl. This first ever bowl-a-thon for this nonprofit is featuring pizza, great friends, new opportunities for single moms in our communities, and the cost of admission is simple. Each player is responsible for raising or contributing at least $100 to support Ruth's House, which is providing an empowering home, holistic support, life skills, education, and encouragement for single mothers and their children. To learn more, visit RuthsHouseCT.com. And speaking of helping young ladies and folks in the adult world to get involved in making the best of our young women here in Connecticut, yes, we are pleased to have Christy King on the program from Girl Scouts of Connecticut. So, Christy, what's your Girl Scout history story?
Yeah, thanks for asking, John. So I was a Girl Scout as a child, as so many of the women are in Connecticut. One of six women have been Girl Scouts at some point in their lifetime. And so I was a Girl Scout. My mother was my troop leader. And I became a Girl Scout adult when my sister, you know, very kindly provided me with four nieces. And they are all Girl Scouts. And she brought me in as a volunteer, and I've been a longtime volunteer with their troops and became involved with Girl Scouts of Connecticut, first as a volunteer helping out with council activities, and now as a staff member. My role now is Chief Membership and Impact Officer, and so I get to spend every day really thinking about how to support our girls and young women, how to support our adult volunteers and their families, and really build a community that supports and empowers, everyone who is looking to, you know, learn and grow with Girl Scouts.
Yeah. And if you want to get some idea of the scope and size of this organization and its corresponding impact, Christy, you're one of around 9,000 adults that's involved in Girl Scouts of Connecticut right here in our small state, serving almost 20,000 girls in a typical year. This organization's been around for well over a century.
Yeah, that's correct. So founded in 1912, we've been building girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place for over 100 years now. We have two service centers in Connecticut and four retail shops. We also have five summer camps, and those properties operate year-round, as well as one overnight summer camp program. So we're across the state serving girls in every community and really focusing on creating that safe space for girls to be themselves, to find their voice, and make changes that affect issues most important to them.
Yeah, and this certainly, it's not our grandma's Girl Scouts. It's probably not even close to resembling our mom's Girl Scouts. You guys have really come far, especially when you talk about the operation of retail shops and getting young people interested in all aspects and facets of the business world, from product marketing, development, merchandising, and all of the related education that comes with running a business.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that I find most exciting is that Girl Scouts is such a modern and relevant and engaging organization. You know, there's certainly a lot of history and traditions that we're so proud of our legacy, but we're meeting our modern girls and our modern, you know, youth members where they are and really giving them experiences that are expanded and fit the needs of modern life and the modern workforce. So our foundation centers around four pillars. Entrepreneurship, as you mentioned, you know, our Girl Scouts participate in badge activities, but also our very popular cookie sales program and our fall product sales program. So they're building those connections with small businesses. They're learning how to create and manage budgets, enhancing their communication skills, building social media savvy, and just developing that entrepreneurial spirit. But our other pillars are STEAM, life skills, and the outdoors. And we have a range of activities that focus on all of those areas. So our STEAM events offer girls a chance to learn how to code video games or build robots or, you know, build catapults to launch pumpkins and have a competition in the fall. So there are a lot of things that really spark their interest, but are preparing them for the modern day workforce and just modern day living.
Yeah, Girl Scouts are a great conduit for young women who are woefully underrepresented, but a growing population in the world of STEM and STEAM fields.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And one of the things that really is so exciting is that because our program runs from kindergarten all the way up through 12th grade for our youth members, there are activities and opportunities at every level that really meet them in their development and growth. So our younger girls are earning badges and exploring their curiosity and making friends and building a community. But the opportunities for our older Girl Scouts really are, you know, the pathway to success wherever their interests are taking them in college and beyond. Yeah. Those positive benefits are things that they carry with them as they move into the next chapter of life. And we see that with our highest awards. The girls have the opportunity to earn their bronze, silver, or gold award. And that's through community service projects that really are aimed at making a positive impact in their communities. Yeah. And that's sometimes leading to scholarships and opportunities in the workforce later on. And it's exciting to think that Girl Scouts is really that pathway to progression for all the way from K through 12 and into their adulthood.
Yeah. And the life skills and the outdoor skills really kind of sometimes go together because the outdoor skills are more than just, you know, having a great time around the campfire. They are really team building and life skill empowering opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have those year-round opportunities to, you know, first foster our Girl Scouts' love of nature, but to build outdoor skills and also build confidence. When you learn how to, you know, successfully start a campfire or pitch a tent, or you're trying, you know, activities like swimming or boating that maybe you don't have access to in other areas of your life, these are unique experiences that our summer camp programs and our family overnights offer year-round. And those life skill programs that you mentioned, there's civic engagement opportunities and governance activities available to our Girl Scouts, as well as things like healthy living and wellness and, you know, positive self-esteem and how to build healthy relationships. And those are things that are so important for our Girl Scouts at every age.
Yeah. Nothing like wrapping a line around a tree and rappelling down a cliff to make a young woman or a teen more empowered and brave in their everyday life. It really brings great perspective. And one of the many opportunities for folks to get to know Girl Scouts of Connecticut are happening throughout the rest of the month of September ahead of your October 1st program official start. Let's talk about some of these exciting recruiting events that are coming up for youth members and adult volunteers as well.
Yeah, we have an incredibly packed calendar of activities this fall. We're excited to really jump into September and back to school. For those adult volunteers, we're hosting volunteer kickoff events across the state. We began last week with three events that were on the western half of the state and are continuing next week with an event that will be happening in Glastonbury on September 4th and in Waterford on September 6th. And those kickoff events are really targeted for our volunteers to come and connect with council staff to discover exciting changes to our programs and activities for this membership year, to learn more about those highest awards and fall product sales that is, you know, coming up in our calendar very soon. And so we're excited to be really, you know, meeting with our volunteers and our families where they are. Mm-hmm. But we have a range of exciting girl programs that are available both to our current members, but also those who are interested in learning more about Girl Scouts and learning about what Girl Scouts do. So some of those are outdoor themed. We have a Sky's the Limit hiking challenge where our members can explore 15 designated state parks and forests and really get out in nature. But you mentioned at the top that we have that family overnight campout coming up at Hammonasset Beach State Park. Mm. That's happening September 13th and 14th. And it's a chance for our Girl Scouts and their families to really get out in nature, to learn new skills, to explore Hammonasset's beautiful park trails or participate in stargazing on the beach. It's a really nice way to wrap up the summer season and get outdoors.
Sure. And talk about bringing Girl Scouts to where people live. You also are offering an urban hiking experience.
Yes. And for those who aren't fans of the woods, but really want to get outside and get some exercise or just explore a local town, we do have some exciting urban hikes on the calendar. And those are just things that really are on the outdoor side. We have some exciting, I'll say, indoor activities with our paper engineering program that's happening this fall. There are dates throughout September and October and beyond for those engineering challenge events that we're offering. We also have an exciting EcoBots program coming where technology really meets sustainability, and our girls will have a chance to design and program simple robots to solve an environmental challenge, such as, you know, cleaning up an oil spill or sorting recyclables.
Sure,
so they'll have an opportunity for teamwork and innovation, but really focus on those STEM skills that are important.
Yeah, and aligning with other great female leaders. I'm talking about our beloved Connecticut Sun basketball team.
Yes. So we have our Connecticut Day at the Sun happening this Monday, September 1st, and we'll be able to really engage with some of the Connecticut Sun athletes who will be there available with a special behind-the-scenes experiences post-game. Our Girl Scouts and families who attend will be cheering on the Connecticut Sun during their game. And really, it's highlighting that, you know, whether it's through Girl Scouts, whether it's through sports, there are so many ways to lead with courage and confidence.
Yeah. To our youngest potential Girl Scouts, you offer something called Daisy Days.
We do. So these are fun events that are really designed for those youngest members or potential members in kindergarten and first grade. That program level is called Daisies. And it's a chance for them to be introduced to the organization, to get outside. There are outdoor components for those Daisy Days programs. And so our attendees will be able to learn about Girl Scouts, but also make new friends, participate in some hands-on learning experiences, and for their families really to discover the benefits available to both the youth and their families.
Yeah. And as we mentioned, getting potential members into the real world of STEM experience. There's also an overnight camp at Sikorsky, the Lockheed Martin company down here in Stratford, Shelton area. And I'd be remiss in not making sure my friends, the Francis family at Quasi Amusement and Water Park, don't get a shout out because they're great friends of Girl Scouts of Connecticut as well.
They are. We're so excited about both of these programs. They're happening at the end of September, and that overnight at Camp Sikorsky is one of our flagship programs. We've been hosting it for many years in conjunction with our friends at Sikorsky, and that's a high energy, hands-on overnight weekend. The girls will get the chance to dive into real world STEM experiences. They'll have a night of tent camping, but also get to explore engineering and aviation and emergency response alongside Sikorsky aircraft engineers and executives. And then we're wrapping up September on September 28th with our Girl Scout Day at Quasi Amusement and Water Park. So we're ending our 2025 Girl Scout year with just a real splash of excitement and celebration. So Girl Scouts and their families are welcome to join us for that. And it's a day of unlimited rides and picnic fare and a chance to connect with other Girl Scouts, but also council staff who will be there.
Great. Well, we've squeezed it down to the last 30 seconds to let everybody know how to get involved.
Yeah, so for details on any of our upcoming Girl Scout events, you can visit our website at gsofct.org. Or if you're interested in becoming a member or possibly a Girl Scout volunteer, I encourage everyone to contact our customer service team at 1-800-922-2770 or by email at customercare@gsofct.org.
Christy King with us here, representing the preeminent leadership development organizations for girls right here in Connecticut. Girl Scouts of Connecticut, gsofct.org is their website. We hope you'll look them up and get a young woman or a girl that you know involved in Girl Scouting. Or if you're an adult and you'd like to give back, learn all of the many ways that you can be a fantastic mentor through an established organization with a track record of great success. Christy, thank you so much for your time.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.